When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everyone? If you haven't already, Ball Ticklers, join the Patreon. There we go. Patreon.com/MPGA.
I normally don't do this, but I have to speak. I have to speak very strongly to these Ball Ticklers. If you continue to only ball tickle, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to climax and hit you in the eye just to prove that you should just go all the way and stop with the ball tickling. It's sort of insulting to your president. We've had over five wonderful podcasting years free. And now we're doing the fantasy. We're raising money for our campaign to save America. And all you have to do is it's called $1. And It's really a disgrace. I know you won't say it. You're too nice. You're too woke. You're very like left. But we're tough on the right tech stuff. And what I'm telling these people is do the right thing for your president, but also do the right thing for you. How can you be such a strong fan? And then, $1 a month. No, that's not enough to save our country and have the greatest podcast. No, it's too rich for my blood. Well, guess what? And we'd like to take more of your blood so that you no longer breathe. That's what we think. So we say it with peace. Join Patreon, one of the levels, $1 for the rhinos, but there's many levels with a lot of content.
Patreon.com/MPGA. And if you are in New York City, December 1st, 9:30 p.m. at Triad Theater, we're doing a live making podcast. Great. Again, you don't want to miss that on that. Special surprise guest. And it's going to be a fun time. Q&A with the president. So come on through December 1st, Friday night on a weekend.
Even though I don't drink, we might even go to a bar after for strong celebration.
There we go. Strong celebrations is required.
You know,
December 1st, 9:30 p.m.
All right, excuse me. Watch all the ball ticklers show up and go for it. Do we get free drinks? Do we get open bar? Get the hell out of here. Open bar.
We'll see you there. Football season is about to kick off and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long, because right now when you've been on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/Boston, 21 and over, and present in Massachusetts. First online real wager only, $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Restrictions apply. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. That's GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, J-Nog, and we are here, of course.
Are you okay, tech stuff? You always ask, are you okay? Because it was like some sort of...
I know, my neck is really hurting me. I'm sorry.
You were talking about Patreon, and then you just stopped, and it was like, hey, every... And yeah. I was like, wait, what
is... I was starting the show, yeah.
Oh, was that like sorry. An ad? Was that like an ad before the show?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I'm here. Never apologize. Of course. That's even worse. Even worse than being wrong is apologizing to tech stuff.
He needs no introduction. President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, You angry today? You seem upset, a little
Well,
jumpy.
A very racist Attorney General, LeBron James. She's so racist. Have you ever seen somebody so racist against white people? It's
Never.
no, it's a very sad thing for our country because we're basically it's open season on whites. Remember Jaws? Remember Jaws?
Yes.
I think that really started this because America was being taught by globalist Steven Spielberg that it was okay to hunt great whites. And I think America took that lesson and has been hunting. And a lot of people would say I'm the greatest white. You know, could we do it? Maybe we could do a musical with Hugh Jackoff, the greatest white. From now on, we'll hunt white men who make a lot of money. You know, it's a musical. I don't do the music. It's a little Mike Pence for my taste. But, you know, did you ever see The Greatest Showman?
No, but would you ever do a musical if someone asked you to? Give you a lot of money to do it? Like, let's say they wanted to make, like, Apprentice, the musical, and bring back The Apprentice, but on Broadway.
With,
or make your book, The Art of the Deal, into a musical on Broadway.
Oh, that'd be a good musical. We got Ted Nugent and Ice Cube and Kid Rock to do original music. You know, you're
to the
fired.
Score.
You're fired, and every time we want to say the N-word because you got to be woke, we get Ice Cube to yell it. I would consider a music, but you know,
good?
When you're talking musicals, you're talking one of the most radical left communities in the world, the theater people. So it's
You don't think
where
you
are we
can
going to
twist
find
it? You don't think you
patriots?
can twist it? Yeah, but you don't think you, if you were in charge of a musical, you'd be able to make it whatever the opposite of woke is?
Sleep. We do sleeping musicals.
No, but
That's
you don't
why
have
I
to
like
it, look who's doing your soundtrack, Ice Cube and Kid Rock. I mean, that's not going to be a sleepy musical.
That's good. Well, no, but I'm saying the opposite of woke. What's the opposite of woke? Eco? Eco? Eco. Sounds almost Korean or Japanese. Eco. You know, if you do woke backwards.
That's spelled
eco.
Backwards. That's not an opposite.
Well, some people would call it an opposite. I would say. I think it would be, I mean, if we could get the right people, I think an Art of the Deal musical would be strong. You know, it probably has.
Who would star in it and what would you have to do? Like, would you be a director? Would you just oversee the whole thing? What would you do?
Well, I've always wanted to be an overseer. That's one of the sad things about slavery being gone. And I got to be an overseer. But I would oversee very strongly on the musical. I would say Ivanka could be played by Sydney Sweeney if she can sing and if she can, you know, we could test out her throat for many skills, including singing. So I think Sydney Sweeney stars as Ivanka. I think. I think I might have to star as myself. You know,
figure that.
Where are you going to get to star as me? I think we could get Kristaps Porzingis to play Barton, Melanoma's son. You know, he's a very tall guy from the National Black Association. And well, that's
playing
a good
Melania.
Start. Oh?
Mesopotamia.
Oh, her. Sure. Adele Dazeem. Remember that John Travolta introduced Adele Dazeem, but it was Idina Menzel? You're not keeping up on your theater. Very interesting.
No.
You got it. You know, I don't like the theater people, but you have to pay attention to them. You know, I watch the Tonys every year. I pass, you know, flipping channels. I catch maybe 3 hours of the show. Because you got to know what they're doing. Because that's where they start. They don't think there's conservatives there, so that's where they give away the secrets.
Mr. President, you're talking about the civil trial. I think we started there. And,
well, it's not very, I got to be honest, it's not very civil. It's actually
very,
very,
no.
Very uncivil, I would call it. Or I would
you
say it's the opposite
it
of civil. It's, well, it's the opposite of civil, which is livic. It's a livic trial. I'm just posting that to Truth Social. That's very worthy of a truth.
Very, very truthful. Now, you know, if you lose this trial, it might end you ever doing business in New York again.
Yes, well, you know what? That's not going to happen because that would be the stupidest thing in the history of New York. And if they did that, then I would just have to do business in thousands of other cities that want to do business with me. You should see the cities contacting me. I had an email from Boston, and it was boston@boston.org. And I also had an email with a coupon, you know, trying to woo me in Boston to do development there. So they had Boston Market send me some coupons in my email because they're trying to get your president to maybe build up Boston. Maybe we make Boston great again. How about that? How about that? So there's a lot of cities. Moscow wants to talk to me, obviously. Moscow, we have a very great relationship with Moscow. So there's international. My friend Nathan Modi, he says, would I build a Trump Tower in, I don't know what the capital of India is, 7-Eleven? They said, could you build a Trump Tower in 7-Eleven, India? And I said, I could do that.
I
could
don't think two towers. That's what it is.
Excuse me?
Oh. I don't think 7-Eleven is the capital.
Well, you don't know that. Have you been, excuse me, I was literally greeted like a hero by Nathan Modi, president of India. So I think I know a lot about India that you don't know. You know, Nathan had, he had not one but two Bollywood women eat my ass when I was over in India. And it's hot over there, so you know they really mean business if they do that. Oh, yes, sir. No, it's a very nice
also
day.
Also,
the
food they serve, too.
It's 109. Here's some curry, and it's 119 and humid. Would you like to meet Bollywood Hottie 1 and Bollywood Hottie 2? Yes, I would. Very nice.
Very nice. Today, your former accountant, Donald Bender, testified for a while. What were your thoughts on his testimony? And reports says you, throughout his testimony, you started to get more annoyed.
Well, I was annoyed because they're willing to literally trust a guy who's on a bender. You know what a bender is?
Yes.
So they have a guy up there who's basically admitting he's completely drunk, and they're letting him testify for a long time. So when I was getting mad, I was very upset looking at LeBron James, the black, racist black woman, because she was so arrogant. You know, she was walking around the court, you know, like she's an attorney, but she's calling herself an attorney general, like she's in our military. Very arrogant woman, very racist. So I think we will have our time to talk. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen, my attorney is, I'd like to get my jurisdiction in there, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Very hot. I don't even know. I think she went to law school, but I remember she came in for the interview and I said, okay, well, this is, I remember I once watched an adult film called Firm at the Law Firm. And she looks just like the star of one of those movies. I think it was part three. Briefs.
Firm at the Law Firm 3.
Firm at the Law Firm 3, Legal Briefs.
Mr. President, wanted to ask you about the statement that you made about shoplifters. How do you feel about shoplifters first?
Do you even shoplift, bro?
Excuse me?
Do you even shoplift, bro?
No, I don't shoplift, but I'm asking you how you feel about shoplifters. Have you ever shoplifted?
I'm going to say my line again. Do you even shoplift, bro?
I don't know. I don't know where that comes from.
Well, it's because people say, do you even lift, bro?
You're in shoplifter. Okay. I thought it was a movie, so I'm thinking about every movie, and then there's just pop
No,
culture.
that's,
Okay.
they're probably, the shoplift title is probably going to sue you later because it probably should be the title of the episode, and because you screwed it up, now it'll seem forced. So, very nasty. Great line. Horrible. Because I thought you always talk about, oh, I'm a big football guy. So I thought you'd get the lift, lift.
I would have emphasized a little more. I would have been like, "Hey, do you shop lift, bro?" Like I would have maybe done that a little bit, and maybe
Well,
I
that's
don't
why you're
know.
not president, and I am,
That's
because
why
I
I'm
have
not.
perfect pitch, and that kind of pitch would be perfect for The Art of the Deal, the musical starring a naked Sydney Sweeney.